So let me start by asking how you first got involved in the organization that we know today as Florida Defenders of the Environment. And
well, my first contact with Florida Defenders of the Environment was I was in the hospital suffering from a severe concussion, and I'd run into a metal goalpost playing football. And I was in the, my whole face was all bruised up and my eyes were black and I had severe concussion. I was in the hospital and I was recovering from this, and Marjorie was and her group were putting out the environmental impact statement across Florida Barge Canal. They were writing it and editing it. And Marjorie needed somebody to help edit. And she had heard that I could write well and she wanted me to help edit this thing. And so I was dragged down to the FDE office reading contributions that various chapters had come in, trying to edit these and put them into as good English as possible. And the problem was that because of the concussion, I had an attention span of about 5 minutes. And so I could read a paragraph, but by the time I got to the end of the paragraph, I didn't remember what the first part of the paragraph had said. And so I would have to go over and over and over a paragraph because I couldn't remember what the first sentence said by the time I got to the last sentence. And so I'd spent days down there trying to clear my mind and trying to help edit these things. That's how I got started with FDE.
Well, what made you stick with them?
Margie's a good arm twister.
Tell us about that.
Margie's very good at appealing to people's sense of duty, I guess. And I had gotten involved in the environmental movement when we were trying to stop a cross-campus highway that was going across the University of Florida campus by Lake Alice. And I'd found that when I was just so angry at what they were trying to do that I literally couldn't sleep. And I got involved in that effort trying to stop this highway. And I guess Margie appealed to the same sort of feeling, that this outrage at what people were trying to do, in this case, across Florida Barge Canal, which is a much bigger version of the same sort of thing as across campus highway. And Margie was very good at appealing to people's sense of outrage and duty and trying to put an end to something like this. I never got into this, the idea of stopping it. I got into the idea of just letting people know what was going on so that when this was accomplished, they would at least know what had happened, wouldn't have something put over on them. Margie, from the very beginning, saw this as we're going to win this. I never expected in the beginning to win this.
So you felt that it was important to tell people the truth.
Right.
That there was something intrinsically right about, yeah, getting the facts out to people.
I thought that the agencies responsible in the case of the cross-campus highways, University of Florida, in the case of the Barge Canal, it was the Corps of Engineers, were putting something over on the public, selling something as a good project for the good of the public. That was exactly the opposite. And I thought people should be aware of this. They should know what they were getting into, get known what kind of a thing they were being sold. And that's how I got into it, from a sense of outrage, not from any sense of expecting to stop it.
Well,